HarperCollins and Harper Audio present August Isle by Ali Standish. Performed by Kyla Garcia. For Mom, who wrote me into her story. 1. She was going to leave me again. I could tell by the warm flush on her cheek, the way her eyes darted eagerly around the house as if she were already gone, already seeing things Dad and I couldn't. Mom never looked that happy anymore, unless she'd gotten her next assignment. Reluctantly, I paused baking battles and trudged into the kitchen, where steam coiled up from the pizza Dad had just picked up. Hawaiian. My favorite. As I sat down in my usual spot, Mom draped herself into the opposite chair and tugged a piece of pizza free from the box. Holding it in her right hand, she began to eat. Her left fingers drummed lightly against the table.
"So," Dad said.
He dropped down into his seat, but his shoulders stayed stiff.
"There's something we need to talk about, kiddo. Well, something Mom needs to tell you."
Dad always carried a sigh in his voice when he had bad news. Mom pinned on a smile. She looked like a doll, like something made just to be perfect. I looked more like Dad.
"I'm going on a trip, Miranda," Mom said.
A knot rose in my throat. Without realizing it, I must have been holding on to the tiniest bit of hope that I was wrong.
"You've only been home a week," I protested.
"I know," she said. "But this is a really good assignment, documenting the effects of climate change in Argentina. The photographer they had lined up canceled, and the magazine asked me to step in." Mom worked for lots of newspapers and magazines, going wherever they sent her, taking pictures of elections and earthquakes, festivals and floods. She traveled a lot. Sometimes it felt like she just came home to sleep off the jet lag for a few days before chasing her next assignment.
"The story's for Witness," she added.
I could hear the excitement in her voice, but I couldn't bear to see it glittering in her eyes, so I stared at my empty plate instead. Witness was a major magazine. If she did a good job, it would mean more commissions for more national magazines. More trips. More time away from me.
"When do you leave?"
I asked.
"A few days."
I looked up to see a glance pass between Mom and Dad. I wished I could reach up and snatch it from the air, unfold it, and read what was written inside. Like a note passed from Kelsey Mays to Tiffany Rubald in the back of Mrs. Painswick's class.
"What?"
I asked. When Mom didn't answer, Dad ran his hand over his stubbly chin.
"It's just that this assignment is going to be a little longer than most."
"Only a month," Mom added quickly. "I'll be back before you know it."
"A month?" I yelped. Mom's shoots usually didn't last more than a few days.
"Can't we go with you?"
Mom's doll smile faded a little as she met my pleading gaze. Her eyes were a swirl of blue and gray, the color I've always imagined the wind would be if you could see it. The color of something you can never quite seem to catch.
"I'm sorry, kiddo," Dad said, "but I've got to be here for the Anderson case. And this isn't the kind of shoot where a kid can tag along."
Dad was a lawyer, and he had this big case about to go to trial. So big, he was planning to stay over most nights in Chicago, where it was being tried.
"Then what am I supposed to do?" I asked. "Stay with Graham and Gramps?"
I didn't exactly like the idea of spending the whole month with Dad's parents in Ohio. Graham made Brussels sprouts every night, and Gramps blasted the Weather Channel on high volume all day long. But they were my only grandparents, and I was their only grandchild, so they did spoil me a lot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?